coming up on episode number 241. Well, it's another Originalville episode where we play the original versions of songs that you know better as covers. But this one's a little bit different. All of the songs that I'm playing on the show are well known, maybe even best known, as Elvis Presley songs. Yes, it's an Elvis Presley Originalville coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It is September 13th. 2006. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. I said that so fast. Brian Ibbett. For those of you in the cheap seats, that's Brian Ibbett. Brian. Ibbett. Okay. Anyway. it's September 13th. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you an Elvis Presley Originalville. Now, if you're not familiar with the Originalville, that's where I take a bunch of songs that are better known as covers and play you the original versions. So, you know, I'm not really playing any covers. Tonight, I'm playing a bunch of songs that are better known, and in some cases are most well known as Elvis Presley songs. Stuff like Suspicious Minds and Are You Lonesome Tonight, and even Hound Dog. You're going to hear the original versions tonight. And I want to make sure that I make it clear that in no way am I saying that is this any sort of disrespect to Elvis Presley by playing the original versions? I think it's great to see how he did take all those songs and make them his own, and really put his own take and his own spin on it. So enjoy these, and of course enjoy the Elvis Presley versions as well if you do. All right, does that make sense? All right, this first one was recorded originally in 1952 by Big Mama Thornton, Willie Mae Thornton. Elvis Presley turned it, or recorded it himself in 1956, 4 years later. But man, it's one of those songs that's always really, really closely associated with Elvis. Here's Big Mama Thornton with Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You made me feel so blue. Yeah, you made me weep and moan. should wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
Pardon me if I'm sentimental. Say goodbye. Don't be angry with me should I cry. When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Now and then there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I. I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
Quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I should have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You are always on my mind.
Always on my mind.
You are always on my mind. Baby, I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, boy, I'm sorry I was blind. You are always on my mind.
Always on my mind.
Give me
Little Miss Dynamite. That is Brenda Lee with her version of Always on My Mind, a song that Elvis recorded about 6 months after she did. You know, and that's one of those ones, you know, I said at the beginning, some of these aren't best known maybe as Elvis covers. I think this is actually the only one really that that I attributed to other singers like Willie Nelson and the Pet Shop Boys cover versions, as well as Elvis's. But Brenda Lee did it first in 1971, and the writer, Mark James, you're actually going to hear him a little bit later in the show, wrote this song as well as Suspicious Minds. So, kind of interesting there. Before that, you heard Now and Then, There's a Fool Such as I, recorded by the great Canadian singer, the Yodeler, Yodeling Ranger, Hank Snow, in 1952. Elvis recorded his version in 1958. And then we start off the set with Big Mama Thornton and her version of her original version there of Hound Dog, which Elvis covered in 1956 and absolutely made it his own. Now, the next track here was originally recorded by Ned Jacobs in 1927. I'm actually going to play you a version because I don't have the Ned Jacobs version, okay? A version that actually was recorded in 1950, so almost 23 years later. I mean, this song is old. Elvis recorded it in 1960, but one of the things that I really appreciate about this is the Al Jolson version of Are You Lonesome Tonight. You'll notice that the bit where Elvis talks in the middle about, you know, all the world's a stage and you know, et cetera, now the stage is bare, and you'll hear it in the song anyway. It's interesting to hear that that was in the Al Jolson version, as well as the Elvis's version. I always thought that was something that he added it or added to the song. So anyway, let me know. No more caffeine for me. Let me know what you think of this. Here's Are You Lonesome Tonight, performed by Al Jolson.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Is the memory still in your heart?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage, and each must play a part. Fate had me play a lover with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two, and you seemed to change. You acted strange. Why, I've never known. Then came the day you went away and left me all alone. If you lied when you said you loved me, I had no cause to doubt you. For I'd rather go on hearing your lies than go on living without you. The stage is bare, and I'm standing there in the part of a broken clown. And if you won't come back to me, then they can ring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome?
tonight.
Are you lonesome
tonight? Goodness gracious alive. We got a request for one that we hope is no stranger to you. Thank you so very much everywhere for requesting this record. The thing about a pair of slippers, it goes like this. Fellas, let's try it, all right? Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get it ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you devil my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay hard on my blue suede shoe. You can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. You can do anything you want to do, but I'm baby, lay hard for them shoes, and don't you devil my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay hard for my blue suede shoe. My car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything you wanna do, but I'm baby, lay hard for them shoes, don't you devil my blue suede shoes. Yeah, you can do anything, but lay hard for my blue suede shoes. Go, cat, go, but show, free to get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you devil my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay hard on my blue suede shoe. Yeah, but it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. 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 Do anything, but lay hard on my blue suede shoe. One more time now. But it's
yesterday, this girl was in my arms.
If that voice and that organ sound familiar, well, they should. That's Del Shannon, who almost recorded this, or who did record this and considered it as a possible follow-up to Runaway, but for whatever reason, didn't release it. And Elvis released it about 5 days after Elvis recorded his version. Let's see, June 21st, June 26th, yeah, about 5 days apart. So Del Shannon recorded it first, and there you go. Marie's the name of his latest flame, which you'll find on the 2005 release, Runaway with Del Shannon. It's kind of a collection of his hits. Before that, you heard Blue Suede Shoes by Carl Perkins. Now, Carl Perkins actually wrote the song. He overheard a boy sing it to his, or say it to his girlfriend at a dance, wrote it on the back of an old paper bag, and then recorded the number for Sun Records, the same label that Elvis was part of. Elvis recorded his version. Actually, they both recorded their versions in 1956. So pretty close together. Although he redid it. He redid it for the film G.I. Blues. Yeah, in 1960. And then we start off the set with Al Jolson doing Are You Lonesome Tonight from 1950, about 10 years before Elvis recorded his version. And you gotta love that that speech in the middle there. All the world's a stage and all the men and women. Oh, actually, well, that was the Shakespeare line. But anyway, I think he delivers a little more passionately than Elvis did, and a little bit more pleadingly. But who knows? All right, next up, we've got Suspicious Minds. Now, here's a song that I always attributed to Elvis, and love his version. Of course, love the Fine Young Cannibals version. This is the original, written and recorded by Mark James in 1968, about a year before Elvis recorded his version. That's about it. Mark James also wrote, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Always on My Mind, as well as It's Only Love and Moody Blue. Here's Mark James with Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds. Say hello, but I still see suspicion in your eyes. But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see these tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. I have never lied to you. We'll be right back.
when everything I do is wrong. You give me love and consolation. You give me hope to carry on. And you try to show your love.
Temperature rising. High up high.
Arthur Alexander with his version, his original version there of Burning Love. It was actually written by Dennis Lind, and Dennis Lind actually recorded a version a year later in 1973, a year after both Arthur Alexander's version and Elvis Presley's version. Before that, you heard The Wonder of You, which was a song that at least I always attribute to Elvis live, Elvis in concert. It was originally recorded by Ray Peterson in 1959. Elvis recorded his version in 1970. He actually asked Ray Peterson if he wouldn't mind if he recorded The Wonder of You. Ray said, "You don't have to ask me, you're Elvis Presley." And Elvis replied, "Yes, I do, you're Ray Peterson." And then before that, we start off the set with Suspicious Minds, performed there by the writer of the song, Mark James, who performed it in 1968. Elvis recorded his version a year later in 1969. And as you can tell by the closing music, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you for listening. If you want to email me, you can do so. Coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com or in the forums. Lots of stuff going on there. I want to send a quick thank you to, I don't even know the guy's name. There's a website that has a lot of this information on it about the original versions of songs that Elvis Presley sang. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can find it as well. And then thanks to the listener who sent me a few of these songs. I won't name your name, but I really appreciate your help. All right, that is going to do it for tonight's show. I will be back tomorrow night or the next night with another edition of Coverville. I'm not sure. I kind of want to do another theme, although I haven't done a hodgepodge in a while, and there's a few songs that I just want to throw into a show, so I may do a hodgepodge as the last show of the week and then hit you up Sunday with another all-request show. We'll see what happens. I'll surprise you. Plus, I want to go get one of those new iPods. All right. Yeah, we'll be back whenever, tomorrow or Friday night. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville Baby is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Brian Abbott has left the building. Yeah, it's probably the worst Elvis impersonation you've ever heard. We'll see you next time.